The farm and food sector is a huge part of the Ohio economy, and at Central State University, they're interested in preparing Ohioans to be a part of that industry. Central State is an 1890 land-grant institution, and as such, is charged with teaching, research, and outreach activities while providing students with a quality, affordable education. How they're carrying out that mission is our topic today as we talk with Dr. Alton Johnson, Mr. Chris Widener, and Farm Bureau's Yvonne Lasisco on Town Hall, Ohio.
This is Town Hall, Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall, Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall, Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
Today, we're going to be talking about Central State University and its goal of helping young people find productive careers in agriculture and helping economic development in Ohio. My guests are Dr. Alton Johnson, Dean of the College of Science and Engineering and Director of the 1890 Land Grant Programs at Central State University. Mr. Chris Widener is the Senior Policy Consultant for Central State. He's the President of Achieve Strategy Group and a former longtime Ohio lawmaker. Yvonne Lasisco is Vice President, Public Policy for Ohio Farm Bureau, where she oversees the group's legislative, regulatory, legal, and political activities. Welcome to all of you. Chris, a long time since you've been on with us.
Good to see you again. Thanks for having us.
I think it was back in your lawmaker days when we last had you in here.
I'm sure it was.
Yvonne, welcome back.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Dr. Johnson, welcome for the first time.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just start, Dr. Johnson, with you. For the folks that may not be aware of the history of Central State, just kind of give us some background on the university, please.
Well, the university, as you know, was part of the whole concept of providing education to young people, especially in the area of the program education to Wilberforce eons ago. And of course, because of some issues, they decided to separate. Central State, of course, being the state part of that Wilberforce institution. Central State have provided agricultural activities and studies to young people over the years, but it was never a land-grant university until the in 2014 when it became land-grant university. I just joined Central State University about a year ago, coming from other land-grant universities and so forth. I think Chris has a clear understanding of some of the history and some of the things that he's done with Board of Trustees and Madam President, and I will yield to him to give some of the historical perspective of Central State University.
Yes, yeah, so how does one become an 1890 land-grant university in 2014?
Well, that's a fascinating question. You know, most people realize in 1862 there was a Morrill Act. Federal government passed that and essentially gave each state the opportunity to name a land-grant institution. And for us here in the Midwest, most all of us can think of the Big Ten athletic schools, because largely they are the land-grant universities for their state. Ohio State, of course, Penn State, Purdue, Illinois, and the list goes on. And so those universities were named as land-grant institutions, which basically meant that there was an immediate automatic partnership with the federal government, the state government, and that institution for the primary responsibilities that you mentioned earlier, which was research, education, and that all delivered through an extension service. In 1890, there was a second Morrill Act, which most people don't realize, but it was the opportunity for states to name a second land-grant university. And many states throughout the South in particular named that as their universities that served minority students. Ohio never did that. But in fact, if you look back through the history, Ohio tried in 1890 and 1891 to name the predecessor of Central State University, which at the time was the Agriculture College at Wilberforce University, there in Wilberforce, Ohio. And that Agriculture College actually had been recognized by the state. In fact, in 1887, the Ohio General Assembly issued a charter that named the combined normal and industrial department at Wilberforce University, i.e. the Ag College at Wilberforce University, this was in 1887, named it as the state of Ohio's opportunity to provide teacher training and vocational education for minority students. But the bill that would have named them the land-grant institution died in the Ohio General Assembly in 1890, and it died in 1891.
Well, it wouldn't have had Yvonne LeSisco been the lobbyist.
Well, if Yvonne had been the lobbyist.
Throw that in there. Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Right? Yes.
That's right. So actually in 2012, the then president of Central State University, which as Dr. Johnson said, was separated off, that Ohio Combined Normal Industrial Department at Wilberforce was separated off in the 1940s. That essentially, the state university, known as Central State University, in 2012, we in the General Assembly here in Ohio passed a resolution that says Central State University shall be our 1890 land-grant institution. That was all at the urging of the United States Department of Agriculture to the president at the time that said, essentially, why haven't you Ohioans ever named one? Because there was funding opportunities and others available, and ultimately that resulted in the legislature naming Central State, and then, as Dr. Johnson said, in the federal farm bill of 2014, Central State for the first time showed up in the 1890 budget line items as a land-grant institution.
So, Yvonne, we're just now, we being Farm Bureau, are, as Central State is becoming accustomed to and evolving into the land-grant system, we are accustomed to have been working with the other land-grant college in Ohio, and that's the Ohio State University. Why has there always been this extremely tight link between the agricultural community and the land-grant college in their state here in Ohio, Ohio State?
And I think that's because it is of the very mission and purpose of being a land-grant college is to be out there educating consumers and then in turn also educating farmers, talking to them about what programs are available, talking to them and educating them on what they're doing, the research they're doing, how they can apply it, which actually led us to ask a lot of tough questions about Central State. When they came in 2012 and said, we want this status, Farm Bureau stepped up and said, let's have a conversation. Let's ask some tough questions about what that means, what that looks like, what services are being delivered by Ohio State that you can add on to, that you can complement versus, you know, fighting for dollars or fighting for services. How can these two things work together? And we got really satisfactory answers to all of that and then worked collaboratively going forward to get the status.
Dr. Johnson, so you're in the midst of still a relatively new endeavor. Tell us what's going on. Just, you know, the day-to-day mechanics of gearing up to be a part of the land-grant system, staffing and course creation and facilities and such. Kind of give us an overview of how that takes place.
Well, thank you. One of the things that we try to look at is the university does not have an agriculture college. And so when Central State became land-grant university, the very first thing was, where do we put that land-grant unit? And so it was placed in the College of Science and Engineering. We also have an agriculture science program that now we have several students into that program. I was asked to come in and provide leadership to this particular monstrosity, I may call it, in putting engineering and agriculture and so forth. So what we've been doing, and the faculty have voted on it, is number one, to change the name of the college from the College of Science and Engineering to the College of Engineering, Science, Technology, and Agriculture. That has been voted on, and we're waiting for the Faculty Senate meeting in November so that the Senate can vote on it, and then we will provide that information to Central State Board of Trustees through the president. The other thing is, what are the structure, people that you need to put in place to make sure that you carry on the activities of land grant? And so what we've been doing is, how do we look at our land grant program? Number one, not to look at those mistakes that other land-grant universities tend, or challenges, I would say, that they have, but learn from those challenges and build something completely different. So the question is, where do we want to program? Central State University, over the years, I've been fortunate to get resources from the government, the state government, to build a water resources management program building, which is the International Water Resources Center. And so we have that. Now, the next one is we've been given the exercise science program. We just got it approved by the Higher Learning Commission in the state. And so we have all these coming to play. So where we want to focus, number one, is water resources management, because we have this building. Number two is health and wellness that deal with exercise science. We are now going to look at the way it is done in other places. We will have a land grant twist to that, and I always look at what is done at Virginia Tech. They have the exercise science program coupled with the land grant and extension. And next, the last one is engineering, advanced engineering technology. And so those are the areas. And so what we're doing, we are strategically finding individuals who can come in and work with us to help solving the needs of the people of Ohio.
Yvonne, as we look at the ag industry, it seems it's a natural fit that they opted to put it in with science and engineering. I mean, it could have fit into some business training. It could have fit into even some social arenas. But engineering, science, math, that's kind of where ag is today.
It absolutely is. As you look towards all the new technologies that we're implementing in just traditional production agriculture, you know, what people are actually using on their farms, but then also beyond that, all the inputs, all the things that come into actually creating, you know, the best possible seed and the best possible feed, and then all the outputs, the production of it and the processing of it, all of those components are really founded in science, founded in engineering. There is such a large, broad spectrum of degrees that can be used to be engaged in food and agriculture in Ohio and in the nation.
Chris, you gave us a kind of a good walkthrough of how we got here. In a minute we have before break, why was it so important to Central State to fulfill its role as a land-grant college? Why did the university want this?
I think, you know, the university is one of 14 public universities in Ohio. It's probably, unfortunately, the least known. 14 publicly funded universities, started with the flagship, the Ohio State University, and everyone can name the others in their hometown. But Central State in Wilberforce, Ohio, which is in between Xenia and Cedarville and State Route 42, is often not thought about as much. But it serves a population of about 1,800 students, many of which come from out of state seeking, you know, an experience in rural Ohio. And the university wanted the responsibility that comes with being a land-grant institution of doing more research, of doing more education and extension activities throughout the state of Ohio. So the charge for the 1890 land-grant institutions is the same as the 1862s. So Central State, ultimately by the federal government, has the same responsibility. Research relevant programs, deliver them educationally through extension services, which obviously we'll talk about how they're going to do that.
We'll be back to learn more about how Central State is evolving in its land-grant mission and what it means to the state of Ohio as we continue on Town Hall Ohio.
I want to graduate with honor, 'cause if I don't, I'll be a goner. 'Cause life just might turn out to be exactly what it gets for me if I don't get it right real soon. I want to graduate with honor.
Our guests today are here representing Central State University. Dr. Alton Johnson is Dean of the College of Science and Engineering and Director of the 1890 Land-Grant Programs, that name to be changed pretty soon for the college. Mr. Chris Widener is the Senior Policy Consultant for Central State. Yvonne Lasisco is Ohio Farm Bureau's Vice President of Public Policy. Chris, as we get back to our conversation, Alton, and we're going to drill down to some of these, but Alton mentioned some areas of specialty, some things that Central State wanted to do that would be complementary, not competitive with what's already going on in the system. What was the process for kind of walking through that? How do you identify what your niche is going to be?
Well, I think that's a great question. It goes back to what Yvonne said earlier in the show, is that, you know, when this came through the legislature, the question was, well, what's the business plan? What is Central State University going to do as a land-grant institution? And a lot of input came from Ohio Farm Bureau leadership at the time. And a plan was developed by Central State that says, you know, we essentially are going to be complementary to what's already happening in the state of Ohio with the Ohio State University. And the mission for the university now is to develop complementary programs, not programs that are the same as Ohio State is researching or delivering. So that complements with the programs that are available at Central State. And many of your listeners may not know, you know, Central State University has some very viable programs in and recently, in the last 24 months, the Higher Learning Commission has accredited new bachelor's programs in sustainable agriculture, agriculture education, and exercise science. And those are all new in Dr. Johnson's college, and they're new opportunities for Ohio's young people to come, get educated in the role of agriculture and agriculture in the state of Ohio, and help fill those one out of seven jobs in Ohio.
Alton had mentioned earlier that water resource management was going to be one of those areas. Yvonne, for the listener that may not know what agriculture's piece of water quality is, let folks know where farmers' heads are these days, what challenges agriculture's facing.
I think our farmers wake up thinking about water and go to bed thinking about water. It is such an important component to what they are doing right now in terms of being good stewards of the land, means also then in turn being good stewards of the water. We have significant issues in the Western Lake Erie Basin in terms of nutrient runoff and the work that they're doing there in both research and applying it to their fields, their conservation efforts, trying to figure out how to reduce that phosphorus load that's in Lake Erie. But then you look around the entire state and we are seeing farmers all over implementing new conservation practices that they are exploring, ones that are somewhat tried and true, all of them making an effort to try to reduce their footprint and help improve water quality in the state of Ohio.
And to the extent that we're Farm Bureau, we pay attention to what's happening in farm country, but water quality is an issue for our metropolitan areas as well. And how do they protect their citizens who are drinking water? How do they pay for the immense amount of infrastructure repair that needs to be done? So a very wide-ranging issue here in the state of Ohio. So, Alton, how are you going to answer all those questions? What's your college going to be doing in this managing water resources space?
Well, the thing about it is that what people don't know is I'm a water guy. My PhD is in soil physics. When I did my postdoc, everything was in water resources management, environmental fit modeling, watershed modeling. Throughout in Mississippi, that's all I looked at, because 98% of the population of that state depend on groundwater for drinking. So all my research have been around pesticide uses and looking at point sources and non-point sources. So water management is very important. If I taught courses in irrigation and water resources management and so forth. So I feel very comfortable in that. In fact, when I came to Central State University and saw that the McLean Building was the International Water Resources Center, it was like a kid in a candy store. So the question that I ask people all the time, what happened after it rains? What happened after it rains is very important, because contaminants need, you know, they go on into ground or they flow over and get into streams. How do we work together to make sure we provide the community, not only the farming community, but everybody in, you know, municipalities and so forth, to manage water resources in the appropriate way so that we cannot poison ourselves? So Central State University, as far as the facility is concerned, is ready for that. So one of the things that I have done working with my colleagues in the college is to amass pieces of equipment to develop a laboratory we call a quart lab that will be analyzing water and all of the things that come along from farming operations and so forth, to make sure that we provide those services to individuals in the state of Ohio.
We've got just a quick minute left here. I assume then that the sustainable agriculture piece of your educational program meshes in with that. in the whole water space. Part of the challenge is making sure as few nutrients leave the farm as possible. Do those two mesh together that way?
Yes, it does. And that's what sustainability is all about. Because sometimes people look at it from other space, but it all comes to water and what happened to that plant and what kind of contaminant is that plant taking in when it gets into the seed, especially heavy metals and so forth. So it is very important that we look at, when we talk about sustainable agriculture, we need to look at it in a profound way.
We will be back to talk more about some of the programming at Central State and how it's designed to benefit the citizens of Ohio. Helping you learn a little bit about that today, our guests are Dr. Alton Johnson, Dean of the College of Science and Engineering and Director of the 1890 Land Grant Programs, Chris Widener, Senior Policy Consultant with Central State, Yvonne Lasisco of Ohio Farm Bureau. We'll be back right after this. We welcome you back to Town Hall, Ohio, where we're helping you get introduced to Ohio's newest land-grant university, Central State, over at Wilberforce, Ohio. In with us today, Chris Widener is their senior policy consultant. Dr. Alton Johnson, among other things, directs their land-grant program. Yvonne Lasisco is vice president of public policy with the Ohio Farm Bureau. One of the degree areas that Central State's going to get involved in is in agricultural education. Yvonne, out in farm country, we have worked for many years, since its inception basically, with FFA and ag education in the classrooms. We've got some need for agricultural educators around Ohio.
We do, and we have a need for the teachers, and we have a need for an expansion of the programs. We're looking more and more in terms of STEM schools in some of our inner city and suburban areas, but we're still looking for the teachers even in our rural areas to get out there and be part of this very living classroom. It's a very dynamic classroom. They're engaged both during the school year and during the summer. It looks different than most teaching positions. And it's a unique one that we do need more qualified folks for.
So how's Central State going to help with that challenge, Dr. Johnson?
Well, one of the things that I found out, and coming from Texas, and the same for the state of Ohio, is that we were looking at 80 vacancies in the state of Texas that needed folks in ag education to help our young people in high schools. And so we were constantly looking for people in that area. And it's very difficult to get. Now, you know, the average age of a farmer in the United States, it spreads all over the states. Ohio is not, you know, you're looking at about 59 years being the average year of a farmer. So the question is, how do you try to fill that space with people? But you have to start from the high school. So what we try to do is having a program that I call it a 7-year program, where your first 4 year will be at Central State that will get you that BS degree. And then the 2 years will be at Ohio State to get a master if you want to go that route. And then the last year will be that year that you will be in the school to bring some people up into Central State or wherever you want to, because we want young people who will have that education and so forth so they can go on and try to provide people in agricultural space. And that's very, very important to what we try to do at Central State. It's a 4-year program.
Chris, I know when you were a legislator, you worked in expanding the STEM, the science, technology, engineering, math training. As that expands at the high school level, does that then become the feeder for Central State or Ohio State? Do we get kids interested in that back when they're in high school?
We absolutely have to get kids interested. They say, now, the educators say now in middle school is when kids really develop an interest in the rest of their life. They may not know it, but they develop an interest in what they're interested in. And certainly in the high school, by the time high school rolls around, kids obviously are developing an interest, and we have to continue to find ways to communicate with them about agriculture. But the most important thing that we learned actually from The Ohio State University College of Food, Ag, Environmental Science is don't use the word agriculture. Talk about things they're interested in: global impact, clean water, helping neighbors. These kinds of things are important to them. So as we're marketing new programs at Central State, and I know Ohio State is as well, I've talked to them there, we're trying to get kids with where their interest lies. But the Ag Education Program, newly accredited at Central State, that you mentioned, there's only three places to become an ag teacher in Ohio now. Ohio State University has a program. Wilmington College has a program. Both of them have had it for a long time. Now Central State University, this year, with HLC, Higher Learning Commission accreditation, is now taking in its first class of ag education majors. And as Dr. Johnson said, in 4 years, they will receive a Bachelor of Ag Education and a teaching certificate to be able to go out to the classrooms and fill these open spots that we currently have. Just last week, we had a local school superintendent tell our president at Central State, we did not do the ag education program anymore. School board let it go because we could not find a competent teacher that did not only ag education, but we wanted it to be more about sustainable agriculture. And obviously the strengths at Central State would have led to finding a graduate of those programs there that would have helped fill that job. And that's what school boards are looking for. They're looking for not only being able to sustain the ag education program, but how does that help young people find their way in college or find their way into the workforce? And as you know, we have a huge workforce need in Ohio. 1 out of 7 jobs, we need to be able to find people to fill them.
As you're looking ahead, 5 years, 10 years, whatever that time frame is, what's the right size student body? How many young people do you think will be the appropriate number for the ag program at Central State?
Well, we bounce numbers around, but I'm looking at about 5 years from now, and I want to have at least maybe 100 students into the program. But if we can get more, that's fine, because Central State University has the lowest tuition in the state, about $6,340 per semester. Is that per year?
Per year.
Per year for
tuition.
You know, for tuition for kids who are not on campus and so forth.
Wish I'd have known that a few years ago when my kids were coming to dad for tuition.
And that's the whole point about ag education is, you know, for those that live close to Central State, we have an affordable program under $25,000. You get a bachelor's teaching certificate.
We'll be back with more on Town Hall, Ohio, right after this. Yes, that is the Central State alma mater that we're playing for you there.
Well,
we're talking
you.
About Central State and helping us tell that story, Dr. Alton Johnson, Dean of the College of Science and Engineering and Director of their 1890 Land Grant Program. Chris Widener is a Senior Policy Consultant, and Yvonne Lasisco is with the Ohio Farm Bureau. She runs our public policy shop. Chris, we heard Yvonne say earlier that one of the questions was, if we have Central State join the land grant community, how's that going to complement what is already being done, frankly, very well at The Ohio State University? So tell us a little bit more about that collaborative model. How do two different universities work towards one mission?
Well, and more importantly, how does two universities of two different, completely different sizes, you know, you have
the
Ohio State University, the largest university in the country, and Central State University with just under 2,000 students and faculty and staff. So, so the business plan for Central State being an 1890 land grant was to work in collaboration. It always was from the beginning. And that is to learn best practices with what Ohio State's doing and then how can Central State complement. A perfect example is the U.S. Department of Agriculture provides funding and opportunities for the 1862 and the 1890 in each state to work together. We've already developed some program ideas, and in fact, next month we're taking to USDA a joint project idea with The Ohio State University of workforce development. There are national conversations that USDA sponsors around the country where the 1890 and the 1862 get together, and their constituencies, their staff, their students work on different projects. Our proposal is workforce development for the ag industry. And we feel with the resources of The Ohio State University and Central State University, we can work on this project together. It will be a conversation, a national conversation, that will start here in Ohio, hopefully, and we're sure with the Ohio Farm Bureau's help, in putting audiences and groups together to talk about what's it going to take to fill these jobs. And it's going to be an exciting project, and it's just an example of how these two institutions are going to work together.
Earlier, Dr. Johnson mentioned that part of the work that will be done at Central State as part of the land-grant mission is research. Yvonne, speak to how important it is to making sure my grandkids have plenty of food on their plate, that places like Ohio State and Central State do have that research commitment.
Yeah, and the research is in so many different components. So you do have the research in terms of the conservation and the water quality we were talking about before. But you also have research in terms of increased efficiencies on the farm. For the amount of people that we're going to have to feed, how do we continue to increase yield with hopefully a smaller footprint? How do you increase yield with less input costs? All of those things can't be found out without the research components that can lead us to that path. And so it's important that they're looking at the things that farmers need every day to know. Here's what I can do to increase the efficiencies on my farm, to help me stay in business, to help keep this acreage in production for me to pass on to my kids.
Dr. Johnson, another part of the land-grant mission is the extension. And for lack of a better term, for those that don't know a whole lot about extension, it's basically taking knowledge and getting it out into the community, and then also listening to that community to bring it back and impact what's being done on campus. So you've got extension agents that are helping farmers farm better. You've got extension agents that are overseeing 4-H programs. You've got extension agents in rural community development. Where's your space there?
Well, we're in all those areas. In fact, we just hired few more staff in those specific areas to be program leaders. Ag and natural resources, 4-H youth development, family consumer sciences, and community economic development. As we look at our new land grant program, and as director of Central State Extension, one of the things that I look at is that we need to bring Central State to the community. We want to know what the community needs are, so that we can take that need and carry on our research. That's very important. I should also let you know that the monies we get for our land grant program is formula-based, and that formula is based on rural America. So we tend to look at rural Ohio, especially Appalachia and others. How do we move into the space to help the people in that part of the state, in helping them so that they can increase yields or improve wellness, health and wellness, and so forth. So when you start looking at our extension program, we look at a way in which we enhance economic opportunity, foster academic excellence, and improve the health and well-being of our citizens.
We will be back in just a couple of moments to wrap up what I feel has been a very interesting insight into the future of the land-grant mission as being served by Central State University. Joining us, Dr. Alton Johnson, who is the Dean of the College of Science and Engineering and Director of their land-grant programs, Chris Widener, Senior Policy Consultant for Central State, Yvonne Lasisco of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. We will be back in just a couple of moments.
When you dream, dream big, as big as the ocean blue. When you dream, it might come true. When you dream, dream big.
Welcome back as we talk a little bit about Central State, Ohio's newest land-grant university. Dr. Alton Johnson of the faculty and staff there, Mr. Chris Widener, a policy consultant, both with Central State, Yvonne Lasisco of the Ohio Farm Bureau. So recently we had these gentlemen in to talk to our policy development committee. A bunch of farmers sitting around the room figuring out what's important to Farm Bureau. How'd that go? Were they buying what these guys are selling?
Absolutely. I mean, it's such an important part of our grassroots process is that our counties are talking about issues and that bubbles up to our statewide policy development committee. And so that's how we kind of figure out who to bring in to talk to our folks And we were so glad that these gentlemen joined us. And a large part of that conversation was about what we can do for them. We know that they're new. We know that they've entered their state. We know what our relationship is generally with Ohio State and Extension, and we know how we partner with them. But it was important for us to hear from them what we could do to partner with them to make this program strong and to make it work. So I'll let them take it from there. Let them make the same pitch they made to us.
Yeah, I mean, I think the great opportunity to talk to Ohio Farm Bureau, and look, I think your listeners have heard, you know, Central State's not about duplicating anything anyone's doing. Central State believes the most successful land-grant program there will be in collaboration with Ohio Farm Bureau and The Ohio State University. And our number one mission in developing this land-grant program at Central State is to find out what the needs are of the people of Ohio. Ohio Farm Bureau members can be great help in that. We're already talking to your board member from Southeast Ohio to get Dr. Johnson and his staff down there at her invitation. We greatly appreciate that. But again, I think that this is where everyone will be great, is if the Ohio State will tell us where needs are, Ohio Farm Bureau will tell us where needs are, and then we will develop, through Dr. Johnson's efforts, programs, faculty, research, education, extension activities to get to those needs of the people of Ohio.
Dr. Johnson, early in the show, Chris pointed out that many of the 1890 land grant programs were primarily with colleges that had their history in having a large minority student population. Central State, very similar. What's that do for Ohio agriculture to have a more diverse base of people involved in our business?
Well, whatever we do, I think diversity is very important. But when you look at the population of Ohio, I think you have about 12% of the population to be African American. And when you look at a farm population, I think it's lopsided. And so when you look at Central State University, as you know, we pride ourselves in being HBCU, but we pride ourselves more being a land-grant university that caters to the needs of all Ohioans. And this is why we are taking agriculture to the citizens of Ohio, irrespective of demographics. Coming from Texas and Prairie View A&M University, my land-grant university that I ran over there catered to the need of over 9 million citizens in the state of Texas, and we're highly diverse. That's the same type of diversity we want to have here in the state of Ohio. Because I know through diversity, there are a lot of things that we can do. A Central State in the state of Ohio, and so forth. If you look at our faculty base, a Central State University is highly diverse. And it is not by strategy, it's just by the love of the university. There are non-African Americans that went to Central State in those days when Central State had ag program and so forth, alumni. And so we're proud of that. And so that helps in a space where sometimes young people don't understand what it means to having an agriculture program. And so we pride ourselves in catering to the needs of all citizens of Ohio, and that's very, very important to us.
And I think the important point is that, you know, there's 1,800 students at Central State. Nearly half of them come from out of state. By reputation, Central State is known throughout the country, largely in the Midwest, lots of families and alumni. But once those students get here, our number one goal and mission of the university and the president currently is to get those students connected with an Ohio employer. And if it's an Ohio employer, we know one out of seven jobs is in agriculture. Our number one mission with this land grant program is to get them connected to agriculture.
I want to thank our guests for joining us today. That was Chris Widener, Senior Policy Consultant for Central State. Just before that, Dr. Alton Johnson, Dean of the College of Science and Engineering, Director of the 1890 Land Grant Programs. Yvonne Lasisco, Vice President of Public Policy with the Ohio Farm Bureau. Thanks to everybody for tuning us in today on Town Hall Ohio.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio.